Angelo, Bad Hair Day. All right, Nick, come on up. Nick is going to read from his, at Dime Stories we've done a few anthologies, and he's going to read from one of them, which he was published in. So I'll tell you a little more about the anthologies later.
Brenda looked at her daughter with silent disdain, and then it became vocal disdain. Look at your hair, big and frazzled and puffing out in every direction. What is that, a perm? Is that what you call it? When I was a young woman, we would do a high ponytail with short bangs, like Audrey Hepburn. You could also have a bouffant like Angie Dickinson. Not a beehive, mind you, a bouffant. But that was a lot of work because you had to tease the hair so it would stay up, and he'd be in curlers all day. Brenda paused for a moment to take a sip of coffee, cradling the mug with both hands, but her lecture wasn't over. If you're one of the bad girls, heaven forbid, you could do a Betty Page hairstyle with thick bangs in front, but that would get the guys at the soda fountain all excited, and things could get out of hand. Now, darling, if you insist on having curly hair, go with a poodle cut like Lucille Ball. At least it's organized. I mean, right now it looks like you stuck a salad fork into an electrical outlet and the tendrils of your hair are just flying into orbit. Kimberly rolled her eyes at her mother. Mom, it's not the 50s anymore. It's like the modern era. It's 1986. I'm not going to the mall with a ponytail and saddle shoes. I mean, come on, Mom, get real. I've like a style that I've cultivated. I have a look. Oh, you have a look, Brenda asked with a smile. Yeah, Mom, I'm talking about Jordache jeans. I'm talking about press-on acrylic nails. I'm talking about scrunchies and hoop earrings and Reebok high tops and Lite-Brite and Teddy Ruxpin. But I don't expect you to know about any of that stuff, Mom. I'm talking about my hair crimped to the max. But you're like uncultured. I bet you didn't even know the Bangles are gonna be in town next week with Bananarama. Are those musicians of some kind? Brenda said dismissively, because I doubt they're as good as the McGuire sisters. Mom, who are the McGuire sisters? Were those even real people? Probably 1,000 years ago. That was the past. The future is now. Brenda let out a sigh before speaking gently. Darling, you realize that someday this time period right now will also be the past. Kimberly raised her eyebrows. No, it will not. This is forever, Mom. The shopping mall will be forever. Cassette tapes will be forever. My friends and I will hang out at the Orange Julius forever. Pinball machines and Pac-Man and going to the arcade, that'll be forever too. Because this is the pinnacle. This is 1986. But Kimberly had fear in her eyes. Maybe her mom was right.